Why good tomatoes turn bad. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Anyone who's raised tomatoes knows the depressing symptoms of black mold. Plant pathologist David Gilchrist at the University of California at Davis describes them.
It's a very sad moment when the tomato that is ripening is just about to be picked, and all of a sudden the fruit begins to show little black spots, and pretty soon the fruit is something that you wouldn't want to take into your kitchen.
Gilchrist says the mold does its dirty work by tricking the tomato's cells into committing suicide. He explains that inside every living cell are proteins that let the cell kill itself when it's no longer useful. The black mold fungus produces chemicals that trick the tomato cells into activating these suicide proteins.
And it's that death, then, that provides a mechanism for acquiring a food source, which the pathogen can then use to spread in the tissue.
There are genes found in many plants and animals that stop this programmed cell death. Gilchrist and his colleagues have been able to insert these genes into tomato plants and make them resistant to the black mold. He says the research holds promise for the treatment of many other diseases as well, since many pathogens use the same trick to attack living cells. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.